This boat survived its dangerous journey across the Indian Ocean, now beached on the shores of northern Indonesia. For weeks it was home to dozens of Rohingya travelling from refugee camps in Bangladesh.
Your family in where?
Where is your family? Bangladesh, my father, my mother, mother.
They're escaping places like this, refugee camps in Bangladesh, home to many of the 1 million Rohingya Muslims who escaped persecution in Myanmar. The group who arrived in Aceh province on Sunday had been drifting at sea for a month before their boat washed up near the fishing village of Ladong.
Three of them are in a serious condition, but most of them experienced dehydration. That's why they are quite weak.
The UN Refugee Agency said over the weekend that 180 refugees who left Bangladesh in a boat in November were now presumed dead. The UN estimates the number of Rohingyas risking the crossing has increased by 500% this year compared to 2021.
I think since last year we have seen that more people who would need to seek safety. And this is the point we're trying to make. We said when people do not see that there are safe pathways for them to seek protection, where there is no hope for refugees at the end of the tunnel, we will sadly see more and more people trying to take these dangerous and risky journeys. We are pleading and asking for international support to Bangladesh and local authorities and communities, but also on the regional states, that when they know there is a boat out there with desperate human beings need to be rescued there, they should act.
These refugees are lucky in one respect, they're still alive. But where they go from here is another question. Paul Rees, Al Jazeera.